recovery season fans.
We're back.
All around the world, literally. We got fans all around the world, man. We shout out to everybody listening to us in Australia.
In every country.
Ireland.
Denmark.
I mean, come on, like Amsterdam, like that's crazy, you know. But it's been a while. It's been a long time. The last 3 months, we've been quiet. You haven't heard a podcast episode from us, you know, but the main reason behind that, of course, being, I know a lot of you have seen that our old Twitter page was suspended. In an effort to expand, you know, we were reaching out and, you know, I guess per Twitter rules, there were certain words that we weren't supposed to use. And, you know, they censored us and we got chopped. But we're back. So
chopped by the legs.
If you didn't know, we're back on Twitter. CZN_media. Is our new Twitter name. So please follow us. We lost a lot of followers on Twitter, but you know, we're in the move of getting it back. So follow us. Hit that follow button. But enough of us, D-Dub. It's been a while, man. The last time we were on the air, we talked about basketball. So we're going to keep it that way. You know, a lot of moves have happened in the offseason, and you know, I'm sure everybody, of course, is up to par with all the big moves that happened this offseason. But there's one move that is yet to be made, and it's James Harden. D-Dubs, let us know, what are your thoughts about the James Harden thing, man? Like what's going on with that?
Well, as you hear around the league, what's going on with James Harden? He wants to get traded. He wants to leave Houston. Everybody in their right mind is saying, what's going on? Do you see the squad that Houston has put together? This is what James Harden could have wished for years ago, but he's getting it now. He's getting it this year. And, you know, other people have been, you know, calling him out on it, talking about how, you know, he wants to leave and, you know, go somewhere else just to win. I get it, James Harden. I get it. Everybody wants to win. And sometimes it is harder than you think. You can't give up. Especially when God has blessed you with a squad like this. You got a fresh and healthy DeMarcus Cousins. Now, we haven't seen him healthy in a long time. But his presence on the court, on your squad, that's not to be taken lightly. You got John Wall posted up right next to you. How many times have you had this many playmakers on your squad? And you talking about walking away? You haven't even... Granted, Russell Westbrook, yes, you know, the dynamic duo did work. But you see that defensive presence that you brought last year? That is the beginning of this year. Because this squad is going to fight that much harder. You got a lot of young guys. You got a lot of veterans coming in that want to win, that know how to play this game and want to win a chip. This is the team right here that you needed, that you said you're trying to win in Houston. This is the squad.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. I definitely think that they put a tremendous group of talent around James Harden. I mean, when the Russell Westbrook trade happened, it's very rare that both teams come out with good pieces. And I know everybody wants to talk about the bloated contract of John Wall, and you know, he hasn't been healthy in two seasons, and you know, what's he gonna be like? People are forgetting that before John Wall went down, people were talking about him in the breath of top two point guards in the league right now. I mean, he had the Wizards balling, and he had a great sidekick in Bradley Beal, and they were doing their thing. And to me, I know that James Harden, everybody has talked about how hard it is to play with James Harden. He needs the ball. He needs to, you know, have the ball in his hands. James Harden can play without the basketball. I think people really forget about that.
He started that way. He started that way.
Yeah, I think people really forget about him in OKC.
Sixth man of the year.
Three or four years that he was there, like how much he played off the ball with Westbrook and KD. And like, I feel like people forget James Harden's true nature is a shooting guard. He's not a point guard. His true nature is a shooting guard. And I think that he does have, of course, the potential to play without the basketball and dominate that way. Can you imagine James Harden if he's just running around the court and catch and shoot situations, catch and drive situations? I mean, he already goes to the free throw line an enormous amount of times throughout the game. Like, he's going to the free throw line 12 to 15 times a game. If you can have James Harden without really holding the ball, bringing the ball up every other play, do you know how much easier that makes life on him? And to me, I think he's in the perfect situation because you don't have a player like Westbrook who needs X amount of shots. John Wall doesn't need X amount of shots. He's going to get his. He's going to go out there and he's going to get his. And to me, the biggest move that I saw, and nobody's really talking about that, effort to keep Harden, was bringing in Christian Wood. He's 25 years old. He's about to be a surefire 20-10 guy who plays defense, can stretch the floor for you, and help all of the shooters that remain from the Mike D'Antoni era. It only helps you. So to me, the need to leave Houston, I think it's a little bit crazy. We all saw, of course, what Steven Jackson said in regards to him leaving. And, of course, I'm going to play this clip and let everybody listen to what Steven Jackson said if you haven't heard what he said.
Maybe it's just me, bro. I don't know. But you is weird. One, to me, it's just simple. James Harden don't want to be held accountable. D'Antoni is the worst defensive coach in NBA history. Ain't going to win shit. Ain't won shit as the head coach. And he easy to run over. So James is trying to continue to be around close to D'Antoni so he can't be held accountable. And then again, what type of dude is you? The Rockets finally get a young black coach. A young black coach get an opportunity, and you don't want to show up to camp. You don't want to play for him. How that look? And you wonder why every time a black coach get a job, they put him in a bullshit situation. Look what you doing. What a real one would do is go play for that black coach and make him look good and build with John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins, some real ones. But obviously, you want to chase rappers.
And with that, how do you feel about what Steven had to say about James Harden?
I agree with Steven Jackson on a couple things. I mean, mostly that I think it's an opportunity that James Harden just hasn't had in the last couple of years. And to play competitive defensive basketball while still shooting the lights out and having a chance to win every night. I mean, this is literally a pretty damn good team. And as evidence, they're destroying the Chicago Bulls right now without Christian Wood, P.J. Tucker, and James Harden. John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins, they're going crazy right now. They're reliving their college days. They're hooping right now. And to me,
and
that's all you should want is James Harden.
They're playing against a team with chemistry. They've been together for a year.
They're destroying them. They're playing against a team that, you know, pretty much knows each other. And, you know, they've been with each other for just about over a week. You know, a couple of new faces with the Rockets.
And the Chicago Bulls, of course, they're not much. Yes, you know, they should be bringing competition, but that's not what we can't classify them as yet because all they have is chemistry. They haven't proven themselves.
They're a young team. They got a, you know, Zach LaVine and whatnot. But you know,
they're looking good on Houston's
side.
They're an NBA team.
And to me, if you're James Harden, you're watching this right now. You're watching these guys. It's 77-48. You're watching this right now. You should want to play with these guys. Now, you know, of course, I can understand the comfortability that he has with Mike D'Antoni, with him being there in Brooklyn and KD, mm-hmm. who he's played with, and, you know, a chance to play with two other all-stars. I get it, but nobody wants to win the hard way anymore. Ever since 2010, when LeBron said he was going to South Beach, No one wants to win the hard way anymore. And yes, I do understand there have been super teams in the past. There's no doubt about it. But how were those super teams built? Guys weren't leaving to go other places. Guys were getting drafted there. Guys were getting, you know what I'm saying? Guys were getting drafted there. Guys were getting, you know, a key trade, you know, made for a player, and the player, you know, blossoms. You know, like you look at the Bulls with Dennis Rodman, the trade for Dennis Rodman, and boom. You know what I'm saying? They drafted Scottie Pippen after they drafted Jordan. You know what I'm saying? The Lakers drafted, you know, and they got a big trade for Lou Alcindor, you know, Kareem. And then they draft Magic Johnson. You know what I'm saying? They get James Worthy and all those guys. They drafted Byron Scott. So to me, there is the opportunity to have a super team if you keep doing it the right way. And you bought over two legit ballers. So to me, I just don't understand why James Harden would ever want to leave when you do have the opportunity to win with your team. They've paid you an absurd amount of money. They've paid him an absurd amount of money since 2012 or whatever, since he's been there.
No, you're absolutely right. Give them what they paid you for. I'm looking forward to these new guys too. You know,
give them what they paid you for. Yeah, they got young Kmart out there.
You got young guys that you can help develop, because at the end of the day, we had talked about this before. He could go somewhere else, and he could be that sixth man that he used to be, but then all that progress, all that work, I mean, still dependent on somebody else to get
man,
you.
You mean like, you know, he don't need the ball in his
spot hands, up right? Shooter, of course, you know.
Oh, all right. We ain't gonna say this nigga. I mean,
Of course, he's not going off the bench, you know what I mean. James Harden was in that role, being the spot up shooter as the shooting guard, and he's gone to a team to try and win it himself. He's developed better shooting skills, better handling skills, but he's not a true point guard, like you said. To go back to that, you almost become dependent on somebody else moving the ball. Granted, you already have that now. You have you have John Wall with you that can move the ball and take his own shots. He can create them. He's not somebody that's going to take long to create his own lane. And you also have DeMarcus Cousins, a healthy, slimmer DeMarcus Cousins that hopefully, if he can stay healthy, I feel will be his best season since his first injury. This is a young team and he needs to take advantage of that. I feel like him moving away from that, going to Brooklyn, yeah, there's a better opportunity to win a championship if it happens. Which way do you want to do it?
He ain't going to Brooklyn, man.
He ain't going to Brooklyn, man. Philly.
Listen. Let's play a little devil's advocate real quick.
Okay.
We've already hopped on all the reasons why we think James Harden should stay. We've been a little redundant on why we think James Harden should stay. We get it. They got a mob squad in Houston. He should stay. But where else does he fit? I hate to say it, but let me tell you, that man from L.A. If you LeBron think so? Wants you on your team, on his team, you're going to be on his team.
He make it work.
If I'm James Harden and I really want a chance to win, I really want to be able to get out the West and win, I have two options. I could either join the best player in the world or the second best player in the world and get a shot. And to me,
both of them is in LA.
And to me, those are your only options. You're either going to go to the Lakers, your hometown team, play with LeBron, AD. And let me tell you, Kyle Kuzma is out the door for any package for James Harden. Rob Pelinka is not going to hesitate on that for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So that's an option. And believe it or not, I think he fits in Brooklyn. I think he does fit in Brooklyn. He doesn't need the ball in his hands all the time there. He would essentially be the second option, because I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna take James Harden as my second option over Kyrie. You know, during the game, I might want Kyrie to be the second option when it comes to the clutch shots. But you know, if you looking at it, James Harden would be your second option there. But the reason I think LA would win out is because LA has a better chance because they play better defense. I just don't see a Steve Nash-led team with Mike D'Antoni and Amari Stoudemire as his coaching staff being a great defensive team. I just don't. And to me, let me tell you, the East showed a lot in the bubble. You need to be able to play defense to get out the East. You need to be able to grind it out for 48 minutes to get out the East. And to me, the Nets don't seem to be that team. I just don't think that they have the firepower to be a grinded out team. If you're going up in a 7-game series against teams like Boston, Miami, Indiana, you have to be a tough team. And to me, James Harden doesn't need that. He needs to be able, if he's going to go to another team, he needs to be able to have that freedom where he can do anything. And he doesn't need to really be the number one option for defense or guarding the best player. He can be the third or fourth option in that regard. So to me, those are the things that you got to look at if he wants to leave. Because in Houston, if he's in Houston, he's the man. He's the man. He's got to take on the lead. He's got to do everything. He might be tired of that. He might be tired of that. He tried it out for almost 10 years in Houston, and he probably might not want to be the man no more. Maybe he just don't. He ain't at practice. He's not, you know, he got 6 COVID tests to make up if he wants to play with the team. 6 COVID tests he needs to make up. So to me, it's like, dude, if you don't want to be the man no more, you tired of that, then yeah, go try to get you an easy ring in Brooklyn. Go try to get you an easy ring in L.A., I think those are pretty much his only options. Those are the only teams that I think can give a good enough package to Houston, you know, to get him. I think, you know, with LA, with the trove of first round picks that they're going to have in the next couple of years, because they don't really need them, you know, with LeBron and whatnot, you know, hey, you know, maybe send that away, Kyle Kuzma, some other young players that they might have, you know, to Houston, for a chance to get Harden. I mean, I think that's what makes the most sense.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, it does make the most sense. It does make the most sense. But as far as other teams that you know, let's go back to the original team that he said he was interested in possibly joining, the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, I don't see how they would be able to trade for him specifically, because they would have to, you know, move around a lot of pieces. But you know, Ben Simmons, yeah, he's a great facilitator, but with this squad, I'd rather have you know, James Harden at the point over Ben Simmons. Granted, that's not his true starting position. You'd rather have him as a shooting guard, but with Seth Curry added to that lineup, you could have a real solid five going forward. You have a real good team. And, you know, the 76ers have been shy, you know, from taking it all the way a few times. They're there. They have the right chemistry. They have the right guys. They just don't have that last-minute it caller, you know.
Well, I mean, in regards to Philly, to me, it's simple. No. Unless I can get a trade for Harden that does not involve Ben Simmons, no. Because I'm going to tell you why. Point guard is the most important position in the NBA right now. And if you have a good point guard, you want to keep him. If you have a very good point guard, he's off limits. You got somebody's going to have to, you know, give you more than what he's, you know, worth in order to get him away from you. If you have a great point guard, Why let him go
Ben for Simmons an older has a lot shooting of value guard? I know Ben Simmons
gets a lot of heart because he doesn't shoot the ball well.
Sell it
right
while
now.
You can.
Get in the gym.
He said we playing devil's advocate. Sell him while you can.
Get in the gym.
But we're talking about gym. You know how they can get in the gym, how they can get him to fit.
If Ben Simmons gets in the gym, he's untouchable. Nobody's ever gonna talk to him.
We're not talking about Ben Simmons. We're not talking about advocating for Ben Simmons right now. We're talking about making the best fit for James Harden. Now, granted, you do want a facilitator there, somebody to get him the ball like he wants. You know, not having to be that guy. But at the same time, there's a cost to that.
My point is just that if you have a great point guard like Ben Simmons, he's not worth the trade for James Harden. A guy who, even though he's one of the better shooting guards in the last 10, 15 years.
You need more than just him.
He's not in the discussion at all. If I'm Philly, he's hands off. You can't have Ben Simmons.
I mean, you're talking about the organization. We're not talking about that. If you want to play coach and you want to play the GM, I understand exactly where you're coming from. But right now, I'm talking about from James Harden's standpoint. If I wanted to be over there, that's a piece that may or may not work. Because that the man to the next you got to be able to hit that shot, or at least be able to willing to take that shot if you can't take it. Now, can you say that you want Ben Simmons even remotely thinking about taking a shot?
I mean, at the moment, no. So, I mean, at the moment, no. Of course not.
At the moment, and remember where he's at. He's in that moment where he's trying to win. He's trying to win. You talk the dogs that he got in Houston.
If James Harden, even if James Harden gets traded to the Philadelphia 76ers, they're still not a title favorite, in my opinion. They're still lacking.
I wouldn't say they're a title favorite. I would say the idea is that he wants what they were last year.
The idea is that he wants to go win. He wants to go win a title. If he goes to Philly, there's not a great opportunity for him to win a title. I don't think Philly is the place. I think if he wants to win a title, he only has two choices. Either he's going to find a way to get to LA or he's going to go to Brooklyn. That's it. Philly is an option because, yes, he mentioned that. Daryl Morey, his old GM, is there, so they probably have a good running relationship. And, of course, Philly has added a few pieces over the course of this offseason. But if you're James Harden and you want to win a title, Philly ain't the place. You're not going to get it done in Philly. Joel Embiid hasn't shown us that he's that man in the playoffs. Ben Simmons, we know, is either going to get traded for you if you go there, so he might not be there. Tobias Harris did not play well in the playoffs last year. So what are you going to do? You're going to rely on Danny Green? We saw how that went for the Lakers. I mean, luckily they won the ring, but we saw how that went majority of the playoffs. So to me, if you want to win a championship, Philly is out of the question. Now, of course, they've come up and there's rumors that that's where he wants to go potentially and things of that nature. But in all honesty, that's just not a great fit to win a championship in my opinion.
I got another team for you. It might be left. I want to see what you say. What happens if James Harden ended up in Portland?
For the hell? That's never going to happen, man.
I mean, we're talking about possible destinations. Any one of the teams is a destination as far as a trade. It's never going to happen. Hell? Probably not.
Who the hell? I'm asking you. Who the hell is Portland? Who the hell can Portland offer for James Harden outside of Damian?
I'm not talking about offering.
They have to offer somebody. They have to offer something.
You got draft picks, my man.
James Harden is a top 10 NBA player, top 5 NBA player. He draft picks are not enough, bro. Come on now. Portland there's nobody there. There's no one there. Like, there's no one there. He has a better chance of going.
You're talking about the team, there's no one there, or you're just saying
he's got a better chance of going to Seattle. Starting his own team.
I mean, like, are you playing GM or are you playing James Harden?
I'm playing where he has a chance to actually win a ring.
So he don't have a chance to win in Portland?
Los Angeles Lakers, Brooklyn Nets.
Those are chances. I'm asking you about this squad specifically.
Milwaukee has an outside chance if they can keep. He doesn't fit in Miami because he doesn't fit in Miami.
Him and Jimmy Butler, I don't see playing on the same team.
It's fitting. If he was a fit for Miami, he'd be there already. He doesn't fit in Miami. Denver, who you gonna trade? Jamal Murray.
Gary You're playing Harris. GM again, bro. We're not talking about GM. We're talking about chemistry wise.
I'm playing where he has a chance to win a ring. Los Angeles Lakers, Brooklyn Nets. That's it.
You're talking about chance versus GM. You playing GM too?
Let me tell you, there's one sneaky team that can actually. There's one team that has enough to offer something for James Harden, and that's the Boston Celtics.
Okay, if he can find
his way to Boston, then yes, he definitely has a chance to win a ring. Because I think if he went to Boston, he'd be a better fit there than in Brooklyn. Him, Tatum, you keep Kemba, you have to choose between Smart and Brown. Of course, Brown is the winner there. So you let Smart go. You have Romeo Langford, who's probably going to play a big role for them this upcoming season, who's a very young, talented shooting guard who can potentially replace James Harden down the line. And then, of course, your Boston, you have a trove of first-round picks for now in the future. So, yes, Boston has an outside chance of offering a wonderful package deal to get James Harden. And yes, if he went to Boston, he does have a chance to actually win a ring there, because they have a pretty good team.
Anybody has a chance to win a ring.
A pretty good coach.
Anybody has a chance of winning the ring, with the 30 teams. Like, a lot of teams have changed, but
not everybody.
You're talking about moving pieces. You're right. Not everybody has the same shots.
Have a chance. The Phoenix Suns maybe don't have a chance. The Timberwolves don't have a chance. The Knicks don't have a chance. The Hawks don't have a chance. I could keep going. There's a lot of teams that don't have a chance. There's only a few teams that have no chance.
Because their squad is trash. But at the end of the day, realistically, when you numbers, all these teams, they all have the equal chance. But will they? No, because not everyone has the star power. If he goes to LA, he has a greater chance of winning. Same thing. If he goes to Brooklyn, he has a greater chance of winning. Either one of those two teams, they have guys to offer, and either one of those two teams. Is more likely that they're going to win a championship, because those teams already are favored to win the championships because of the players that they have. So, adding him to that year. But like you said, competition-wise, if you could throw him to a lot of different teams, what they have to offer isn't much, but he can make a difference on a lot of different teams. What those teams have to offer, not much. That's why, there's only... like you said, a handful of teams that he could really go to that would be a viable trade for him. But at the end of the day, our thoughts where he should go is nowhere, because we both feel that he should stay in Houston. That's the best pick for him as of right now. If he does happen to get one of those other two teams in LA or in New York, I would hop on it with a quickness. That's not even a question. Those opportunities, they only come once in a lifetime to go back, to play with your former teammate and a healthy Kevin Durant and a Kyrie, or to go play with either LeBron or a Kawhi. But again, those pieces, they all got to move, like you said, because of the GM thing.
Hey, man, so, ain't nobody playing with Kawhi, but Playoff P, the new Playoff P, man. Shout out to Playoff P. New max extension. Four years, $190 million. Let me tell you.
Hey.
Paul George, this is a message directly to you. Please show up. I'm done talking James Harden. Look, I don't want to hear no more. Because I was a big fan 2 years ago. People forget that 2 years ago, Paul George was like in the MVP conversation with OKC. Like, people really forget. And then, boom, Damian Lillard happened. And ever since then, like, he's been reeling. But Paul George, please show up. You got way too much talent to not be showing up, man. Please show up. They paying you $190 million. please show up. Kawhi don't like players who don't show up. Kawhi is a man on a mission. He's my favorite player in the NBA right now. Don't make him look bad again another season. I know you talked all that trash about, you know, Doc Rivers ain't play you in the right system and it was pin downs or whatever. He was the third, he was number three player in the league last year in pick and rolls. Please show up.
Yeah. PG-13. I'm gonna need that OKC PG-13. Let's rewind that. I need true to form PG-13. I need the aggressiveness. Last year, I don't know if it was the bubble environment that got to him. You know, hey, some people get stir crazy, and you know the on and off between you know what they had going and what they got. It could happen. It could happen. You know, this whole COVID situation affected a lot of people, but that's we can't blame it on that. You got to be coming out to play. $190 million. Your bag is secured. Now it's time to go secure the chip. You got the number one player in the world next to you. Y'all were right there at the end. Granted, some injuries kind of derailed the momentum of the team late in the playoffs. Granted, you know, that could happen at any time, but your presence did not help the team at that time because you weren't you. You were playing outside yourself, and you were an accessory instead of being a part of the greater whole. And it almost felt like he was coming off the bench because his numbers weren't that great. You could clearly tell PG-13 was not true to form, and throughout the whole playoffs, it didn't even seem like he was really a part of the team.
Paul George, please show up. In this new upcoming season, please show up. That's all I got, man. I ain't got nothing else for him. Just show up, man. All
right, and with that, y'all, we gonna keep it short. That's gonna be a wrap for us. Until next time, Ollie, let him know.
Yeah, man, you know, it was definitely fun to get back on the mic. You know, it's been a long time, cover season fans, and we just thank y'all for listening, man. We really appreciate y'all, and it's been almost 3 years since we've been doing this now, and you know, it's been one hell of a ride, and we really appreciate, you know, all the support that we get. Of course, don't forget to follow our new Twitter, which is CZN_media, just like that, CZN_media. Of course, you know, you can follow us on Instagram, coverage_season. Which is SZN, coverage_season, on IG. You know, we got a new website coming up. So, you know, once that's up and ready, we'll send y'all the link. But you already know, do what you do, we'll get right back to you.